1. Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to get clear on what question you are answering. That way, what you say or the information you provide is more likely to produce the results that you intend.
2.
So I have edited a fair number of people's essays and op-eds in my life. I've noted that many start with a topic in mind, but not necessarily a clear purpose. Someone has decided to write a piece about the policy of foreign aid or healthcare, or about education, or about pets on airplanes.
3.
They have a lot of interesting facts, quotes, and stories, but they haven't necessarily thought about what question they are answering. I always joke to people that they need to answer whether they are for it or against it. That's a little simplistic, but if you are writing a persuasive essay, that is usually the question you are answering. Do you come out for it or against it? And what should we do about it?
4.
Even if you are not writing an op-ed, you are probably answering some sort of question with any content you create, and knowing what that question is can make your work a lot more clear. Let's say you're giving a presentation to managers at your company about the new performance review process. That's fine.
5.
But there are lots of different questions you might actually be answering with that presentation. Maybe you are asking the managers for feedback so the process can be refined. So your question is, how can this be better? But maybe your CEO has declared it to be a done deal. So now you're trying to soothe people's nerves about change. The point of your presentation is to answer the question of, I'm not sure how this is all going to go, and can you make me feel less nervous about it?
6.
Asking yourself, what question am I answering, anchors you in the purpose of your presentation or your write-up. This keeps you focused and helps ensure that you achieve your goals. Just as another example, if you're giving a presentation about the work your nonprofit is doing to a group of potential donors,
7.
The main question you are likely answering is, why should I support this group financially versus all the other things I could be doing with my money? If you're presenting to current donors, on the other hand, the question is more likely, am I sure that my money is doing good things? Or if I give more generously, will you be able to do even more cool things?
8.
When you're clear on the question your presentation or write-up is answering, you have a filter to help you decide what does and does not belong. So, for instance, if you are giving a presentation about that nonprofit to potential clients who might be receiving some of your help, they might not care quite as much about your really cool funding mechanism, even if it is really cool. You want to answer the question of whether you can help them effectively.
9.
Keeping in mind the question you are answering will help make the most of your and your audience's time. You always want the answer to the question, is this worth my time, to be a resounding yes. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time.